Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Here we are on the air once again. Your little evil laugh.
Sorry. I didn't even mean to do that. I was like, what? Who is she? Yeah. It's a Thursday night and I'm feeling evil. Just like every other day of the week.
Yes.
We come to this place for fragrance.
We do. For smells and scents and all things odors. Tynan hates me.
I could have done without that last part. Yeah. You had me until that.
Yeah. Well, it's that time of year, though. The smells are smelling.
Man, New York is New Yorking.
It sure is.
I was walking to work, and I usually walk down 11th. And if you're planning to stalk me, no, I don't. But... since I'm like right on the water.
11th is a long street.
Oh, yeah. And like since I'm right on the water, the wind is just always fucking whipping, right?
Oh, yeah.
And it's like blowing my brows off. It's like stamping my mascara to my forehead. But it's always like a battle. And this week, it was like super still. And I was like, oh, this is kind of nice. And then I get to the block of my work or like 2 blocks around it. And I was like, what is that?
Whoa.
It was... just like stagnant hot New York, like you taste it. Ugh. And then I get up to my office and everyone's like, y'all smell that? It was terrible. So if you don't live in New York, count yourself lucky, but also move here.
Yes, or don't. There's a lot of people. We're full.
Yeah, actually, we're good. Rent prices are skyrocketing. So please stay home.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of smells, this is not new. I don't know why I'm scrolling through Netflix and I landed on this show called The Society. And it's billed as like Lord of the Flies sci-fi, where it's just a bunch of rich, upper middle class Connecticut teens find themselves like one day all the adults disappear and they have to govern themselves and learn to survive in their town.
Oh, lit.
The first episode where everything's normal, the whole time they're like, what is that smell? And there's like this evil, bad smell that invades the town.
That's amazing.
And then the town, I don't know, mayor or... government, the town government is like, we gotta do something about this smell.
What?
It's so funny. And then like the whole mystery surrounding why everyone disappeared and like how it's only one season. It wasn't picked up for a second season, which sucks because it left on such a cliffhanger. But the whole mystery is like, the reason we got displaced in like a parallel universe is because of this smell.
Oh, I hate that.
I know.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, wow, so you really made a whole show about the big bad villain being a smell.
Oh my God, that's like literally my nightmare. That's the last thing on earth I want to watch.
I know.
God.
It was like surprised. I got sucked in actually pretty hard. I was like, damn, these teens, what are they going to do?
We should write a pilot about smells.
We should. That's what I thought. Not enough people are making shows about smells.
My friend just sold a pilot to Amazon.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
How do you do that?
I have no idea.
He's picturing like a Peanuts type booth, like yeah. Lucy.
Like yeah, the pilots. Doctor is in.
Yes, the doctor.
He said that he pitched it like 5 years ago.
Oy.
With a friend.
Yeah.
Completely forgot about it. And like they never called him about it. Uh-huh. He said that an assistant that was in the room emailed Ooh. Him like maybe a year or so ago, probably 18 months ago. He's like, hey, like I was an assistant like 5 years ago when you pitched this. I really loved it. And now I'm at Amazon and we want to option it.
Whoa.
Yeah. So they optioned it for a year. They didn't do anything with it. They okay. optioned it for, I think, 18 more months. And okay. then they bought the pilot.
Wow.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
That's so cool.
Yeah. So like...
how the hell does that work?
I have no idea. It can't be that
we
hard.
We could sell a show.
I know.
We could make this a show.
We do this shit.
We could do like Anthony Bourdain parts, Smells Unknown. Mm-hmm. We could do that. Fly us to Grasse. Fly us to Dubai.
This should be a visual medium.
I agree.
Because we are very beautiful.
I agree. People should be able to behold our beauty.
But you're right, though. Like,
HD.
People love that shit.
Yeah.
And I feel like a show about smells of all scents, like not yeah. only we could do, like, of course, fan fragrance, but we could do all the other avenues.
Yeah. If there's a fucking reality show about cutting objects to see if it's cake, there could be a show about smells.
That's tea.
Maybe I'll, like, talk to my agency about that.
Yeah.
Even though, like, I don't know. I don't know if, like, the departments talk. I'm sure they do. I don't know.
So I have an idea.
Yeah. I have this. They're like, you didn't finish your manuscript. Finish that first.
You're like, I'm sure you've never heard this from anyone, but can you put me on TV?
Yeah. Yeah. They're like, ah, oh, another one.
We'll get there.
You want your 15% cut, right?
God, I do not want to be on TV.
Half the time,
I can't even get you to do this.
I get, like, stressed out on, like, Instagram stories. And that's, like, a new development. I don't know why. Like, every now and again, I'm like, oh, maybe I'll throw up a selfie for the girls. And then I, like, take selfies and I'm like, I hate every single one of these. I'm not fucking posting shit. I was like, all right, let's regroup here.
Yeah. To be fair, you've been looking very hot on Instagram stories lately. So hot, actually.
What?
That I sometimes look at the top left corner to see what filter you're using, and there's never one. I'm like, okay, so this is just how you look, huh? Well, Sable, some of us are ugly. Okay? God damn it. But I get it. I feel like summer...
I celebrate that.
I celebrate ugliness.
I celebrate ugliness.
I feel like summer is... Yeah. I either feel like... an absolute sex symbol,
yeah,
or the ugliest slug monster on the planet. Yeah. It's like no in between, and like I know that neither of those things are true, so I have to like meet myself in the middle.
What's funny though sometimes is that like when I feel the grossest, someone will be like, oh wow, you look so dewy and like so fresh, and I'm like, sure, okay. Mm-hmm. Like you don't know that there's like a pound of oil on my forehead right now, but like cool.
Oh my god, I'm wearing this new SPF lately. Oh. That I really like, question mark, but when I tell you it makes me look wet. Ooh. Like not even dewy, not even glowy, let's like go past that. Like my forehead looks nuts.
It doesn't look like that now.
Yeah, I'm wearing a little makeup though, and I've been blotting, and I put powder on before I came, like I refreshed. Girl, I'll catch myself in the mirror at work and be like, this is not what I signed up for.
Wait, what is it?
It's called Dune.
I've seen
the formula that. Is like good,
yeah,
but I think if you like a lot of glow,
mineral,
I think it's actually a hybrid.
Oh, okay.
Because
the hybrids,
there's technically no white cast, and the formula is green, actually, like a pastel green. It looks like an aloe,
okay,
or like an after sun thing, and you put it on, and I mean, I'm white, but there's like no white cast, but there's still a little something that you gotta rub out.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I don't know. All wear your SPF.
Yeah, yeah. Sunscreen, it's like been like a, my dumbass was like literally about to buy sunscreen for like stupid Jeff Bezos day on Amazon. And I was like, Sable, you have like 7 sunscreens.
Yeah, why would you buy sunscreen? Why'd
that are going to expire in like the next year. Like, stop.
Right.
So I didn't buy anything.
Good.
But every time I see a fucking at like Instagram influencers like, this is the best new sunscreen, I'm like, tell me more.
I don't ever want to buy beauty off Instagram though. Don't do that.
Oh no, I don't buy it off there.
Oh, I mean Amazon.
But like I look at them rubbing their faces.
Oh, fair.
And I was like, isn't it weird that we just like watch people rub shit on their faces all day on Instagram?
Listen, if
like,
you're
strange.
If you're standing in direct sunlight, I'll watch you do anything.
That's true. People don't realize this, but like just like filming yourself in direct sunlight blindingly,
you look perfect.
Everybody looks perfect.
Yeah.
Everybody looks flawless.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Word to the wise.
So that's how you do it.
Every time I see someone take like a cute selfie but they're backlit by the sun, I'm like,
no,
just turn around.
Yeah,
you're doing so well.
Yeah,
I believe in you.
Oh my god, I was at an influencer event the other day on a sailboat. Yeah. Which was so cool.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm minding my own business, checking Instagram stories, and Sable's on a boat. I was like, who kidnapped her?
I'm like, bye.
The SS.
It was
young.
Like a cry for help. I was like, please geolocate me from these stories before I lose signal. Imagine. It was the Brazilian company Natura. They partnered with this organization called Voice of the Ocean.
Voice of the Ocean?
Voice of the Ocean.
Okay.
Which sounds like a very Lady Gaga-esque thing, but nobody was singing. Yes. It's this Brazilian family.
So they went to a sing-along.
Yeah. It's a karaoke at sea. My worst nightmare. It's this Brazilian family called, they're the Shermans, and they like just sail the world raising awareness about ocean plastic. And Natura is a company that's been doing like refillable stuff and recyclable plastic and all that good stuff for ages. So they're like, what a great partnership. And I'm like, I will take this evening sail with you and look at your boat, which is very cool. But again, it was like another situation where I arrive at the event and I'm like, I don't know anybody here. Mm.
Yeah.
And then I realized it's like, oh, you're all content creators. So, of course, as soon as we, like, hit the seas, everyone's on the bow of the ship, like, taking, like, golden hour selfies. And I'm there, like, don't fall off the boat. Because it was, like, quite windy. And I was like, whatever you do, don't fall overboard.
God, Tibble
like, how are these? Yeah, like, how are these girls just taking photos? And, like, it's, like, quite rocky. So when you stand up, like, if I wasn't holding on to anything, I'm like, I would for sure, like, eat shit and, like, tumble off the side of this boat.
Yeah, please don't do that.
But, like, I'm just, like, watching people take photos. And I'm like, how do you... How? And, like, I felt, like, such a... I don't know why. Like, I felt so embarrassed to, like, take, like, photos on this. Even though I'm like, that's why we're here, kind of.
Taking a photo in public is mortifying.
Yes!
Yeah.
I cannot do... I will not do it. I don't like it. Which is why anytime I do go out with friends, like, nobody... It looks like I have no friends because I never... look at my phone because I'm like with people, like paying attention to the people I'm with.
Yeah.
And I never think to like take a photo.
Even, yeah, even a photo with someone else in it in public is humiliating.
Humiliating. Cringe. It's hate like, it.
I won't have any moments, but I will not be embarrassed.
They're in the vault, in the noggin.
You know I don't have a great memory.
That's okay.
I texted you earlier today because I was writing a pitch for talent for the show. And I was just like, let me refresh this. None of the old ones felt right. So I just wrote a new one. I don't know if you saw it. Now, when we pitch talent that doesn't know us or might not know us, we often...
We have like a little press kit.
Yeah, a little press kit. We just say like, oh, here's who's been on. And I was looking at our Instagram and I was like, oh, I wonder what that was about. Because when you photoshopped our name on a bottle, it's, we never had them on an episode. Clicked into it. Oh, yes, we have.
Yeah.
Ooh, I'm going to edit that out. I sound like an idiot. But
no, I forget everything I say as soon as it goes live.
This is true.
If I said something, no, I didn't. So don't hold me accountable.
I'm not that person that I was 2 days ago.
Precisely. I've grown since then.
Listening and learning.
Yes. One of the PR girls for the event was like kind and she's like, oh, I could take your photo. And I looked at them. I was like, I hate these all. Like I took them all. I was like, there's no point in this. I hate this. But yeah, I was like, how cringe. Even like the idea of like posting a photo of myself on a boat also just felt so cringe to me. I don't know why. I'm like, I guess this is how you're supposed to use Instagram, but I feel like what is the point? I'm out of boat.
I like really enjoy my life and I love like being alive.
Yes.
But I often feel like existing is so humiliating.
I agree.
And like...
Wait, did you retweet the thing about the shorts?
I mean probably.
Oh,
what was it?
It was just like some random dude who tweeted like how humiliating shorts are.
That is
like,
me.
Look at my legs I guess.
Yes, yeah. Oh yeah, I'm it's fucking 90 degrees in New York today and 100% humidity. I'm here with my fucking ass out in Sable's lovely home because I'm wearing a pair of shorts which I hate. Ugh.
But yes, back to your point.
Being alive. No, I just like in the social media of it all, simply it's just cringe. Like, luckily I don't care and like post what I like.
I wish I cared less.
I never post a grid, and when I do, it's either like a makeup selfie or like a pretty like carousel.
Yeah.
And stories is just a free for all. So
stories is a free for all.
You're going to get this content.
I don't really
content.
Care about stories.
No, exactly. Nor should you. It's fun.
Yeah.
I know that social media is just deteriorating our brains.
Yeah.
I accept that. But also like it should be fun. And if you're not having fun with it, it's your job to like make it fun or get off.
Yes.
You know?
Everyone should assess their relationships to social media. I don't feel bad about myself on social media, but it definitely commands way too much of my attention and time. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't even look at my feed. I just look at my explore page.
Oh, I don't look at my explore page.
I only look at my explore page.
Mine is just like Hawkeye's makeup and cars, which like tracks.
Mine is like beauty stuff, fat animals, and like pretty girls. Like, that's it. Mm-hmm. And I always tap and I'm like, who's she? And then it's like some random model. I'm like, of course you are.
I don't mean to be callous when I say that. They're like, it should be fun and it's your job. Because like, I'm 34. If I was 14,
I would feel very
different.
That's
and
true.
Like, I have all the compassion of the world for like the young people. Yeah. And I'm not mentally stable enough to handle it right now, let alone.
That is true. If when I think about how cringily pick me I was in my teenage years.
Oh, same.
Ugh.
So if you're young and listening to this, you're doing just fine.
You're fine. More than fine, probably.
If you're listening to this, you're doing great.
Yes.
You have great taste.
Then everything I'm doing is perfect and on track. It's like those like creepy spiritual messages that you get when everyone's like, everything happens for a reason.
Right.
That's why you're here.
Let the show be the evidence that you don't need to study in school.
Also that.
I'm kidding.
Don't go to college. It's a scam.
The more and more time passes, the more I do believe that. But do your homework.
Oh, I thought that as soon as I graduated. They gave me the diploma and I was like, never going to fucking use this.
I've never known what the fuck I've...
I went to clown school also, so that's different.
The only thing
that's more embarrassing than telling people I went to school for theater is saying that I have a degree in it.
I've never heard you call it clown school. That's so funny.
It kind of actually is, though. Clown school. And of all of the people that I went to school with in my, like, the people I knew there, I'm trying to think of, like, who's actually doing things. Mm-hmm. One girl I knew was, like, a supporting, like, featured extra in Succession last season.
Love.
She was, like, the assistant to the dad. The fuck is his name? I forgot that show. Anyway.
You know I don't watch TV.
Yeah.
If college was free, it'd be a different story, which it should be, to be fair.
It is. I think it's free in other countries.
Yeah.
Like the government subsidizes your life if you're a student, which is why there's like 30-year-old students in Europe.
But there's also free healthcare.
Also that.
Let's not go down that road.
Every time I think of it, I'm just like, am I a sucker for living here? Like,
I don't even know how to ask for a prescription.
Yeah.
I truly don't. I tried today. I was like, I can't figure this out.
I need a drugs. Please help.
Literally.
Can you just ask for a prescription?
Yeah.
Like any prescription?
Like a refill.
A refill. Well, a refill's easy.
I can't find the portal, girl.
Oh, you just call your pharmacy. No?
Anyway.
Okay.
Being an adult is going really well.
Yeah. You're like, I don't know how to make a doctor's appointment. My mom used to do it. I think it was like 20. I was like fully in my mid-20s before I could make my own doctor's appointments. I was like, I don't know. I also didn't have health insurance. I was like, I'm not seeing a doctor.
Literally, I've had health insurance for like 3 days.
Yeah.
God.
Tynan, what do you smell like today?
So I've mentioned these before. Uh-huh. I actually sort of talk about these a lot. And do you remember those Killian fragrances with the balls?
Oh, yes.
That I mentioned like once a month.
The ones that had like a full-on sentence as a title.
Yes, the terrible names.
Yes, like, the princess... something.
Exactly.
Yeah.
In 2018, Killian released a collection of, I believe it was 5, but it always looks like 4.
What was the collection called?
The collection was called My Kind of Love.
Okay.
And they were cool because the base of them was a square.
Yeah.
And then on top of it was...
It was like upside down.
Yeah. Then on top of it was the actual bottle, and it was a black sphere.
Yeah.
So it was like a sphere on a square.
Yeah.
Which is very cool. But then the square had all this copy around it.
Yeah.
And they were all like Instagram affirmations, which were terrible. Yeah. But, and like very off-brand for Killian. I think the whole collection was trying to be younger, cooler.
Yeah.
A little bit more interesting or exciting. Hip. And I think less expensive.
I don't remember the price point.
It was still very expensive, but not as expensive as most Killian things. And I think also, I could be wrong on this, it was the first piece of the Killian collection to launch in Sephora.
Okay.
And if I'm wrong about that, it was certainly the first big Killian moment to have in store at a Sephora. Because that price point's a little higher was a little higher than Sephora would usually carry.
Yeah.
It was just positioned to be a younger situation.
Definitely.
I loved all of them. The notes are very cool, like very exciting. They're all very sweet and gourmand. So of course,
they were all
like
crazy gourmand. They all kind of smell quite similar to me.
I don't agree, but I don't disagree.
The vibe was similar.
There's one that I still can't track down. If you have the one that has the cola note in it, let me know.
I don't know.
Pay whatever you want for it. So they... discontinued him.
Flop.
To my rage. Yeah, flop. But I noticed that very recently they have brought one of them back.
Ooh.
And they changed the bottle to the typical Killian bottle, but it's the same color story.
Okay.
So it calls back to it. It's just not the old original component. The one that they re-release is the princess one, which is very good. That's not what I'm wearing. But I saw that and I was like, I need to get back into these. The one that I am wearing is called... Like, I don't know what these things are called.
Yeah. What is the title?
The copy is all in gold, except one of them, they each have one word in red.
Yeah.
And so princess is red on the component. This one is called adults.
Adults?
Yeah, which like...
Okay.
Yeah. And then the whole name is Let's Settle This Argument Like Adults in the Bedroom Naked.
That is an HR case waiting to happen.
There's also like no punctuation.
That's also like a cringe thing.
Oh, they're all cringe. They're all cringe.
Like imagine, I can just like, I feel like it's like a much older man's idea of like young, sexy sexuality. It's like the type of guy who calls like foreplay just play.
Ew, please. But yes, I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
Like, ew.
I mean, that's exactly what it is. I remember like the first time I saw it, I was like, who approved this? This is terrible.
Old corporate and, like, dudes.
Yeah.
Pervs. Old pervs.
Which it sucks because like the bottles are so cool. The scents are so cool.
Let's settle this argument.
Like adults argument. In the bedroom.
You put the word argument in a fragrance.
Terrible. Anyway, the fragrance itself is very, very good. It's based around fig nectar. And it's like every part of the fig. It's like the weird, like mealy insides, but also sort of like the skin. Oh. And it feels also like there's something skin-like about this scent. And I don't mean in the way that like a skin
not
scent.
Not musky. Yeah, like not like musky.
But like the way that it lies on your skin, I don't know. It's just like really good, really warm, really nectary. At the top, there's some citrus. In the middle, there's fig, green notes, and a white floral. And then the base is everything you'd expect, like vanilla, sandalwood, cedar, orris, violet, amberwood. And yeah, I mean, I was wearing my way back through the collection. I really like them all. But this one I went back to the most. It's just like really unexpected. Mm-hmm. And it's like a nice, I don't want to say like warm, sweet, because that's not what I'm trying to say. But it's like just like subtly, quietly sexy and alluring.
All right. I love it. I'm into that.
And also to their credit, Princess is very good. The one that it was re-released. It's sort of like,
that was probably the most popular one.
Yeah, yeah.
I also think the word princess is very marketable.
Yeah.
So I think people were definitely drawn to that.
Unfortunately.
No one's going to be drawn to adults.
I know. I would never tell someone wearing princess. That's what,
yeah.
But it's like warm and graham crackery. It's nice. Mm. But yeah, I've been like really enjoying this again. And I'm sorry I'm talking about something
that's
like discontinued.
How many of those do you have?
I have all but the one I want.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's nuts. I think I had one or two when I was at Allure. Mm-hmm. And I just left them there when I left. Oops.
I'm trying to track down the one that I do want. Oh, no.
What are the other names? I'm curious.
Don't make me do this.
Say them, Tynan. Say the names.
Okay. So the other scents in the collection are called Kissing Burns 6.4 Calories a Minute. Wanna work out?
Oh. Why does that sound like a Cosmo headline?
Because it is. Fun things always happen after sunset. And the re-release, I Don't Need a Prince by My Side to Be a Princess.
Right.
Terrible. And there's also...
Also, technically you do, like, from a legal standpoint. Unless you're born into...
Right. It. So, that's what we're working with today. I really love it. I wish it was a little less cringe than it is, but this is what we're left with.
Who approved Kissing Burns?
I mean, it's really deeply bad.
It's deeply bad.
Sable, what do you smell like today?
Okay, I smell like something new. I believe the embargo will be lifted by the time we this goes live.
Jesus.
So I went to...
You always do this.
I do not!
It's a Russian roulette of lawsuits on this show.
I do not. Russian butter in my mouth. You be thankful for the press we give you.
That's true.
Also, do embargoes and technically extend to the air? No, they don't.
This is just making
I've
up rules.
I've signed no contract. Anyway, so I went to an event this week that was, surprise, surprise, another celebrity brand. Miss Ashley Tisdale is launching a body care line.
I saw that.
Called Frenchie. It's spelled F-R-E-N-S-H-E. French, but it's apparently pronounced Frenchy. I believe
that.
Yeah, I don't know. I think a lot of people are gonna say French.
Yeah,
I was like, is this like a pun on fresh maybe? But then there's an N in there, so I'm like, nope. Is it like French
being too being
yeah
Frenchy?
Oh yeah, sorry, it's being Frenchy. So that's that.
Okay.
However, it's like, it's body products, so it's like body wash, body lotion, body spray, scrub. They have perfume roll-ons and like a body serum stick, which is actually kind of cool. I do like that product. Mm-hmm. But there's 5 different scents that they all created with the Givaudan Mood Scent Tech, which is really cool. That is cool. We had an episode on that. Yeah. So they're all meant to be, there's like a citrusy one to uplift you and like a lavender one to soothe, to calm you. Mm-hmm. And my favorite is the Cashmere Vanilla, which is meant to be like soothing and comforting. Mm-hmm. And it smells just like, oh, I can't smell again this week. That thing is happening again. So cool. Cool for me. Great. Here's what I think. I think it is if Bath & Body Works Warm Vanilla Sugar grew up, went to college, maybe not an Ivy League, but definitely one of those ones that your parents are proud to say that their kid went to. Like, I don't actually know anything about colleges. Anyway, and she like studied abroad in France and came back with a weird accent and like only wears pashmina shawls now. Mm. Like that's what this, it's like very sophisticated, but like just youthful enough to suggest a naivete.
Okay. Okay.
It doesn't like, it does smell very comforting and soothing. It's not, also this is like meant to be all exclusive to Target, the whole range. Mm. Like it does not smell like a body splash type of scent that smells vanilla-y. It's like heavy on the cashmere, a little bit lighter on the vanilla, but like it's smooth, musky, warm. And there even is like a little gourmand of it that I was like, what is that? When I was at the event and they were saying that they used the Headspace technology. It's the one where they put the bell jar over an item and then they like...
Right. They extract the molecules.
Yeah, they extract the scent molecules. But apparently Ashley Tisdale's like one of her most comforting scents, is she said that is when she comes home and there's specifically the Trader Joe's jasmine rice in the rice cooker warming.
What?
Yeah, like the scent of that. So they use the Headspace tech in the bell jar to extract the scent of Trader Joe's jasmine rice. But it like there is like a little bit of a jasmine-y, like creamy rice kind of scent to it that I was like, oh, that's what I'm smelling. It's really nice.
Oh god, that's all over me.
Yeah, I couldn't put my finger on it, and then when they told me that, I was like, oh, okay, like the smell of rice water almost and jasmine,
like starchy.
Yeah, like a little bit like a starchiness to it that I was like, oh, that's really nice. Like it gives it like a little bit of a creaminess to it, like texture. It's really, really nice. I've already been like, can you please send me the perfume roll on?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's Cashmere Vanilla. Another one that was good was Solar Floor, which is a floral, but it's like a very coconutty white floral, but more coconut than white floral. But it's, again, like everything is like a little bit more subdued than you think it would be, which I think it's like a very like quote unquote elevated kind of scent selection for mass.
What the fuck is Ashley Tisdale doing?
I do not know. Hmm. I could have like met her at the event, but I was like, I guess I just didn't, I don't know.
Was she there?
She was there.
Oh, cool.
It was at the Air Ancient Baths.
I saw that.
And I think it's because she was like in one of the baths, like hanging with her friends or like just talking to other people at the event. And I was like, if I wanted to say hi, I have to get in the water. I don't feel like getting in the water.
Yeah. Right now. You've been there before, right?
I have. Yeah. The only time I was there was for that one Allure YouTube video.
Yeah.
That
oh, that's we did. Right.
In the red wine bath.
The wine, right.
Yeah.
I was actually like the day before I saw everyone there on Instagram, I was trolling the Air Baths website.
That place is expensive
for reasons I can't say.
Okay,
but yeah, like
yeah,
crazy.
It's crazy.
Can't
expensive
be naked?
No, you're supposed to wear a bathing suit. But it's just like a room full of different tubs. There's like a salt tub so to float in, and there's a hot tub and a cold tub and a I'm like, you're just sitting in different waters, and it's kind of expensive to do it. So I'm like, what? It
doesn't shock me. The more obtuse, the more expensive it is.
And like, you know, they have massages available and stuff like that. But I'm just like, damn, really? Wow. I don't know. It's in Tribeca. What do you expect?
Oh, it's in Tribeca?
Yeah.
That was in Brooklyn for some reason.
No. It's kind of like that border of Tribeca and Soho.
Got it.
That area.
Yeah, that tracks.
Yeah. But I think anytime I've been there otherwise, it's like always a beauty event.
Are they Autumn?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. But there's 5 cents. They're all quite good. There's a bergamot scent that's like, I forget what the intention of that scent is, but I feel like they hit all the major players in terms of like what people are familiar with and what people are drawn to.
Yeah.
It's like, here's the citrus one. Here's a lavender one. Here's like the floral one.
So I see that mood science, scent technology is called out on the component.
But that, I thought that was an interesting choice. I think they're using it as a marketing thing. So people like believe like, oh, like this is meant to change my mood. I think it makes sense to market it that way, because then there's like the science-y element of,
I do too.
You know, this has an actual wellness benefit.
Right.
Which I think people are into. Mm-hmm. It's not like everything in the line, I think, is like under $20.
I think it's great.
Yeah, which is cool.
It's also cool to launch with like body instead of like,
yeah,
another makeup brand or another skincare brand. Or
she has like a wellness, I think her wellness blog is called Frenchie. So being Frenchie was just the extension of that.
I didn't know she had a blog.
I did not know that either. All I know is that she's a Disney Channel star.
Okay. That's it.
And then I was like,
well, she was Sharpay in High School Musical, which is iconic. Yes.
I've never watched High School Musical because I was way out of high school when it came out. But I mean, I shouldn't say that. Like, being old does not stop me from watching teen shows, clearly.
I was fully in high school when that came out.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe I was. I don't know. I also didn't have cable in high school, so I would not have been able to watch it anyway.
Anyway.
Anyway, that's what I smell like. I smell really good. And I think by the time, by the time this airs, it will be in Target. So
We hope.
They even have like a discovery set of all the scents in like little sample vials, which is kind of cool.
Nice.
Yeah. So we have yet another biannual Q&A.
It's been a while.
It has been. I can't remember the last time we did.
Neither can I.
I also can't remember like two episodes prior. So.
No, I mean, we love the Q&A, but like we don't want them to lose their shine. So we only do them like twice a year. I mean, we've only been.
I think twice a year is like. Plenty.
More than enough, yeah.
Plenty.
We want them to be like fun.
Yeah.
We also fucking talk about ourselves on the show all the time. So
yeah. Also, we have a lot more listeners now than we did like 6 months ago.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Hello, welcome.
It's all feeling different.
Yeah.
So we thought this would be a great little time. Also, yeah. I was thinking we would do this for either our 2 year or our 100th episode, but we have other shit popping for those. So
yes.
Why not?
Why?
So we popped up a question on Instagram, and we, as always, got some very exciting questions.
Yes.
Where would you like to start, Sable?
Should we start?
Are you starting from the?
Should we start from the bottom?
Yeah.
Let's start from the bottom.
Now we're here.
Okay. Refresh.
Okay. Oh, and wait. These aren't all scent centric. You can ask whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah. It's like an AMA situation.
Yes.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So the first, it's not really a question, actually. It's just a statement. Someone wrote, tips on becoming a beauty writer. There's 4 R's. That's why I'm saying it that way. Write beauty. Like, I feel like there's so much self-publishing these days that you could have a newsletter. You could do a Substack. You could do a blog. And having any bit of evidence that you're a writer online will help you to pitch outlets.
Mm-hmm.
I guess because it's like, oh, who do you pitch? Like, if there's like a particular outlet that you'd like to write for, like if you want to write for Birdie or something, like look at who's a beauty editor for Birdie and find their work email. Do not DM them. Do not DM beauty editors. They don't like it and they won't respond.
We all know how, it's 2022. We all know how to find someone's email address, especially a work email.
Oh, totally. Also, you just Google like outlet name, beauty editor email, and you'll probably find it.
But Sable's right. The easiest way to start a career in any field as a writer is to write and have things to show. And it doesn't have to be like published on a, you know, mainstream publication. Like you said, it can be your own site. You just have to. I was just talking about this on another podcast like 2 days ago. You just have to have something to show.
Whose podcast were you on, Tynan?
It's my friend Akita's. You should know her.
Oh my gosh.
Right. So... yeah, just like, not to oversimplify it, but it's like, if you don't have anything to show, you don't have anything to go off of.
Yeah.
And also, I think like crafting a good pitch is really important. Yeah. One, keeping it brief.
Keep it brief. Make sure it hasn't been covered on that site before.
Yep.
Or if it has, that you have a different perspective.
Yeah.
Yeah. Including what you want to write about, why it's relevant or worthy of publication.
Mm-hmm.
And if it involves research, you can be like, here's who I'll speak to for this.
Right.
Or here's who I'll reach out to and what I'll research.
And also, there's nothing wrong with being a new writer.
No. Like,
that literally being a...
gotta start somewhere.
Pitching a publication, not having any other work on similar sites. Like, people are always looking for new voices and happy to publish like new voices. Totally. With new work. So don't...
Also, I think they can get a sense for your writing skill and style in your email.
Yes. Also, yeah, the way you communicate is very important.
Yes.
Also, being polite, making deadlines, taking feedback, all of that. That all, like, getting a pitch approved is only half the battle. Yeah, not even. True. So you have to be easy to work with and get your shit done when you say you're going to.
Absolutely.
I hate to be that person, but like...
No, I like, I was constantly surprised when I was a beauty editor how many people miss their deadlines.
Yeah.
The really lazy pitches I would get from people, and then they would follow up incessantly.
Yeah.
And I was like, you don't even know how to compose an email. Like, right. I don't want to work... I don't want to have to edit more of this from you.
Right.
Or it was like stuff that I was like... Stuff that we had already published.
Right.
I'd be like, oh, well, we already have that. You know when it's clear when someone's not done their homework? Mm-hmm. And then you're like, well... I don't have time to like teach you how to pitch me.
Right, right. Just keep in mind that everything that you do speaks to the way that you work.
Yes.
You know, to how you communicate, to deadlines you make or do not.
And this is a much more positive tip than what I just said, which was very negative.
And, you know, even like what you turn in, like make sure it's clean and you're going to have edits. You're going to have typos. No big deal. It's not the end of the world. But like everything you do speaks to your work, not just your work.
Yeah. Oh, completely.
Keep that in mind.
Keep that in mind. Like, I've definitely accepted pitches from people I've never met or never seen. Like, I don't give a shit about what your Instagram looks like. But they had a really interesting idea.
Yeah.
And they wrote an email that was like, okay, I see you have a grasp of the English language. Like, cool.
Yep.
And that was that.
Also, just don't be afraid to pitch.
Yeah.
Do you want to do this one? What would your fragrance smell like if you released one?
That's such a big question. That's like, I don't know.
I know.
This tortures my soul. Because it's like, if you ask me today or tomorrow, it could be a totally different answer.
Mine's always the same.
What is it?
And if you steal this idea, not you, but the listener, I will, not to be negative, but kill you.
Sorry. I will unalive you.
So we'll just do a spit take. Pumpkin, coffee, clove, cinnamon, vanilla, leather, cigarette smoke.
Wow. You thought about this.
Whiskey.
Whiskey. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just all that. I feel like all of the notes that I can never find in... a fragrance I want all in one. Chocolate.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I like that idea. I think I like wrote this down like a while ago where I was like, okay, I want iris, violet, tire tread, cigarette smoke, burnt matches, leather, metal. I don't know what the fuck that would come to, but that's
something good.
It sounds like a crime scene.
Yeah,
maybe would. That's what it'll be called. Crime scene. What are you wearing? I'm wearing crime scene.
Crime scene by Sable Yon.
By Sable. God, somebody told me recently that apparently Idris Elba and his wife created a skincare line called Sable Labs.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what? And then someone was like, oh, is it Elbus backwards? But it's Elba. It's just Idris Elba.
Right.
So I was like, it's close.
Yeah.
If it was Elbus, then it would be that backwards. But I was like, really? Why?
Are they the Elbas, though? So does that make sense?
Oh, maybe.
It isn't it?
But it's S apostrophe A-B-L-E.
Because it's theirs and it belongs to them and now it's backwards.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah.
That's much more galaxy brain thinking.
Yeah.
I was mostly just like, oh, what?
I don't like the labs tucked down at the end.
I don't like labs.
You're not scientists.
Also, like, you could have had, that's a missed opportunity for an alliteration. Sable skin. It's kind of gross. No, I don't like that I said that. Get it out of my brain.
What's your favorite new release scent so far this summer? You know mine.
I know yours. Yeah. You should go first.
I'm sorry. I've talked it to death, but it's obviously CK1 Summer Days. Mm-hmm. Still wearing it, and that coming from me is saying something. Mm. Also, I really like Boy Smells Cowboy Kush. It's just a little heavy-handed for the time of year.
I do love the Cashmere Kush.
Yeah.
I guess I could go with Cashmere Crush.
Okay.
Because nothing else is coming to mind. Ooh. How would you describe each other's fragrance palette?
You go first.
Marshmallow.
Yeah.
Fucking marshmallow. Cotton candy. Chocolate. Vanilla. Uh-huh. Capital V. Uh-huh. Cigarette smoke. Uh-huh. It's like basically the fragrance you just described.
Really?
Yeah. Like... In my brain, it's like the Venn diagram of Killian Intoxicated and Ariana Grande Cloud.
Those are my two favorites. Yeah, so like there you go.
Like that's the Venn diagram of your fragrance palette.
Yours, I would definitely start with musk.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I would then go to like green tea.
Oh, yeah.
Or matcha. I would definitely do iris.
Yes.
and violet. I might do like a little bit of incense.
Oh, definitely.
You know?
Yeah.
But then again, like this is, you also really like sweet things, but this is where it starts. This is like the sable scent, you know?
The blueprint.
Yeah. Maybe not vanilla, but maybe amber. Sandalwood.
Bet.
Yeah. I'm
good with this. Why aren't you guys watching perfume reviewers on, I'm assuming YT means
YouTube
and not white. Not white. I don't want to. That's why.
Because
I don't. That doesn't really interest me, to be honest.
Because we're professionals in the beauty industry. What the fuck are we going to watch that for?
I've like kind of skimmed one or two, but they don't really.
Yeah, I mean, I will, but I'm just like I do this too. I try to like.
I don't hold a bottle to a camera and talk about it.
I try to not. I wish everyone well.
Yeah.
And I don't think of anyone as competition for any part of my life, this podcast included. But like, I don't like what. What am I going to listen to?
I don't really watch like beauty YouTubers, to be honest.
I do and I don't, but I don't watch fragrance YouTubers.
I don't need to watch a person holding a bottle and talking about the bottle.
There's not enough charisma in the world.
No.
This is cute. It's favorite smells, something old, something new.
Mm-hmm. Something old. I don't know why this just popped into my head. Donna Karan Cashmere Mist. Maybe we keep saying the word cashmere this whole fucking episode. Something new. YSL Libra Intense.
Okay.
Yeah.
Something old
That's
for me.
That's not my favorite. I lied. I'm sorry. No, you go. I've got to think about this more.
Yeah, I know. I don't have anything.
favorite new smell. What is your favorite old smell?
I know. I'm trying to get there.
Like, obviously, I would say it's Cloud.
No, I'm thinking way older.
Okay, old, old, old.
Yeah.
Okay, if we're thinking, like, old, old,
yeah.
then I would say Nina Ricci. I think it's just called Nina.
Oh,
it's like the red apple. I have a bottle of it, and I periodically just smell it. And I was like, being coddled by memories of my youth. So that's old. I think new, I would say, like, Boy Smells Violet Ends.
Yeah.
That's like, that is a standby that I will wear whenever I don't know what I necessarily want to smell like or like what the vibe will be for the day. I think that covers a lot
you
of bases.
You love that scent.
I do. That's also a scent that a lot of people will comment on too.
Yeah.
The other day, I guess this isn't that new. The other day I was like, just like leaving my apartment. And there was like, you know that awkward thing when you're like walking in the hallway and there's someone else also walking in the same direction and you're like, we're going to talk to each other. And I was walking like a couple of feet ahead of this one guy. I was wearing Bond number 9 Tribeca.
Yeah.
A crowd pleaser. And then he goes, as I like open the door to leave the building, he's like, oh, wow, your perfume smells really good. And then he follows, not in a creepy way. So funny.
Shout out to him.
I know.
Okay, something old. I had this Barbie when I was in my first house. Well, second house, but the first one I remember. And she came with lotion with body glitter in it. Which tells you everything you didn't need to know about me. And I think she was on rollerblades.
And of course she was.
I remember how it smelled. And I think that with like things like that, just and by things like that, I mean things with scents that were probably just like, that one.
Yeah.
And just like churned out.
Yeah.
In any kid's cologne, any kid's fragrance, any cleaning product, any maybe hair product. Mm-hmm. I think there's just like this library of stock scents that like you will keep running into over and over again. And
like white labeling.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And they're probably really cheap, really basic, no licensing. So they're just easy to pick up and run with. I remember this scent and periodically I run into it throughout my life and I know it's the same scent and I don't even know how to describe it.
Did it smell like?
Just sort of like tangy because it was sweet, of course, but it wasn't sweet like I like.
I could see it smelling like just like fake plastic sweetness.
Yeah. It just smelled like Malibu Barbie.
Yeah.
And just sort of like pineapple and floral. And I was fucking four. Who knows what it smelled like. But I remember the glitter in it was like shards of glass. And it was, but I felt so glamorous and pretty with it.
Children are just like smearing this plastic goo on themselves.
Literally. And
beauty.
Favorite new scent. I'm going to go left with this. And it's actually a candle. Actually, I have two, but I can't talk about the one because I don't know what it is.
Okay.
But it's in my friend's bathroom and it's very expensive and it smells like cocoa and it's so good. It's one of the ones, it's the brand that has like the harp on it. Do you know?
No.
I'll figure it out. I have a picture of it somewhere in my phone. The other one is by Net and it's called Another Life. And Net has these really
beautiful... What an existential name for a candle.
And Net has this, like on every candle they do it, has this really beautiful bar of copy on it that's like sort of about the candle but sort of not.
It's like a weird, it reminds me when like hot girls just post a selfie and then have like a weird poem
literally
caption. Like that's what it reminds
literally
me of.
But they're all really good, and like the piece of copy on it is like really gorgeous and like about love and like eternity and blah, blah, blah. But the scent is also gorgeous, and it has like coffee in it, and it weirdly smells just like a lot like 1996,
which is your favorite, like my favorite by Rito.
Yeah, and so I love that. And I was emailing the publicist about Net today, and they're sending something. I think the candle's out. I think the product they're sending is not, but whatever. We were talking about Another Life, and I was like, I love it, and I love it so much, but I'm afraid to burn it because like I love it. And she was like, "Bitch, burn it. I'll send you another one." Okay, bet. So that's
the Net candles are pretty beefy too.
Huge.
Like you get a lot of smell out of them.
I really like them. You know, I'm not a candle girl, but I really like what they do.
They sent me one that was meant to be like Mother of Pearl. I forget the name, but like the theme was like Mother of Pearl. It was like cashmere pearl or something like that.
Yeah.
And they sent this like along with it like this Lunya robe.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
But the robe kind of looks like a straight jacket. They knew. It has this like asymmetrical fold over that I was like, ah, it's for the mentally unwell girls like me.
They sent me the Barbie collab, which of course I like my eyes like bugged out of my head.
Yeah.
But like
of course they have a Barbie collab.
The scent?
Yeah.
Is really good, but not Barbie. And forgive me for using this phrase, but it's really masculine. It smells like a dude. And I'm like, it's ain't the Barbie I know. But I was happy with it regardless.
I feel like all this Barbie propaganda, like, enough.
We're not talking about the movie.
Enough.
I can do the collabs. Yeah. I can't do the movie.
Even the collabs. Enough.
Oh, I love a collab. Give me all the Barbie collabs. Speaking of collabs, this is actually a really cute question. Let me find it.
Is it the IP question?
No.
Okay, good.
Because I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means either.
What's the best Hello Kitty collab of all time? Starface, Pixie, something else.
I don't think I'm even aware of all of them.
I know all of them.
I like the toaster.
That's just a product.
That's a collab with toast. She collabed with toast.
Okay, sure.
Hello Kitty x breakfast.
I have a Hello Kitty toaster, and it's Sable's favorite collab.
Yes.
Also, mine...
the waffle iron.
True. Mine is probably ColourPop and or Hip Dot. Those are both really nicely done. They're both color cosmetics, of course. But
yes. Everyone always does Hello Kitty, but like, what about Karopi? What about Batsmer?
Literally.
What about Pachaco?
Starting to get their shine, but like, I agree. I want Karopi.
I want Karopi. I want Batsmaru.
I want Little Twin Stars. Favorite founder you've interviewed? Can we answer that? Is that allowed?
Have I interviewed any founders?
I think they mean like on the show.
Oh. I thought they meant like a general.
The podcast that we co-host. You may have heard of it. It's called Smell You Later.
We're on a podcast right now? Fuck.
I don't want to play favorites.
I don't even know how to answer that, TBH.
Mona Catan.
Oh, yeah. I love talking. She's so sweet.
My favorite.
She should have like an ASMR app.
She absolutely has the
most soothing voice.
I really enjoyed Mona Catan from Kayali and Abigail from Otherland.
Sure.
Not sure. I mean, we enjoy them all, but I was pleasantly surprised by both of them.
Yes.
And we have like personal relationships with both of them too, you know?
Sure.
Not sure. I rented Abigail at the Rainbow Room after going to her room. It was very fun.
I've never met her in person. She's very sweet. That's why you're like, we at first I was like, you do.
That girl can dress.
Yeah.
What's your sun sign? I mean, we all know I'm in like a quadruple Virgo.
That's so crazy.
All my signs are in Virgo. I have five signs in Virgo, so.
A hell child.
Literally.
My sun sign is a Cancer. So.
That's right.
That tracks.
What's your opinion about oud, and do you guys have an oud fragrance that you wear often?
That is a very specific question. Yeah, we love that's ouds. So funny. I just wrote an oud article for Allure, and then I was like running through my mind all the oud scents that I've smelled, and one of them The first oud scent that like got me into oud was this perfume oil from this company called Strange Love.
Yeah.
And they have, it's called Dead of Night. It's right here.
Why is it right there?
I don't know. Oh. I think it just fit into that glass, so I put it in there. I was smelling it when I was writing the article, so I just like had it on hand.
Oh, got it.
But that's not straight up oud. It just is like oud-centric.
It's so fucking pretty.
It's so good. And I think this was like 2014. I got sent that vial and I was working at a redacted beauty site. And they sent the vial. It's like, I think this is what, like 10 milliliters, probably. 10, 15 milliliters of perfume oil. And at the time they were like, that's $500.
Oh, this is that?
Yeah. And wow. I was like, what? Because I was like, is this a sample? And they're like, no, that's the full size. It's $500. I was like, excuse me?
Jesus.
And I was like, what is this crazy scent? And they're like, it's oud. Oud is going to be the hot. They didn't say it's going to be the hot new thing, but they were like, it's this like ultra exclusive, if you know, you know, kind of fragrance ingredient for all the frag heads out there.
Sure.
And then I was like, what is this magical substance? So that one really got me into oud. But a lot of times I like Dead of Night because it has the earthiness and like the damp woodiness and like the mysteriousness of the mm-hmm. oud. But mm-hmm. it mixes it, I think, with, I think, jasmine, some other floral stuff. But it has like a searing sharpness to it that doesn't make it too like dank.
So what, can you explain what oud is if they don't know?
Oud is a, it's the product of a tree fungus.
I thought it was a resin.
Yes, which is the product of a tree fungus.
Oh.
So it's like, it's the heartwood of an Acaularia tree or an agarwood tree. And they're native to Southeast Asia. And when the tree gets wounded in some way,
yes,
by like an animal or, I don't know, someone hit a tree, bacteria and mold will grow, will infect the tree. And then the tree releases like a resin mm-hmm. to protect itself. And then what, like the mixture of all that seeps into the heartwood in the center, and it has to like simmer for like decades mm-hmm. for it to be really, really good. Mm-hmm. But like that core of the tree is what is the scent of oud. Yeah.
And you're right, because people think, and people including myself, hear oud and think wood. Mm-hmm. And it is, but it's also, it's like so much more than that.
Yeah. It's like, yes, it's a wood. It comes from a tree, but it has this like crazy, unexplainable, yeah, like multifaceted, really complex, deep aroma to it.
Spicy, earthy, yeah, wet, dank, like,
yeah, yeah, it's like incensey, it's dank, it's earthy, like it's a little bit putrid when, yeah, it's like pure.
Yeah.
But like oud has been used like for centuries, like in like spiritual ways, religious mm-hmm. ways. It's like very, it's a big part of Muslim culture.
Yeah.
Like even Monica Tan was telling us that like when you go to someone's house in the Middle East, they like offer you a tray of scents, mm-hmm. like oud being amongst them to like scent yourself with, to like remember the visit. Mm. I was like, wow, they burn oud chips like in temples, yeah, or just like in your home. So the smell is like all over the Middle East.
Yeah.
And now it's in a lot of fragrance. Yeah.
My favorite oud scent is Accord Oud from Byredo. It's one of the earlier ones that I got. I actually bought it with my own money. That's how much I like it. And it's like, I can't rattle the notes off. But the point of it is, it's like oud, I think a little bit of incense and blackberry.
Hmm.
And it's this really dark, really heady, beautiful sort of purple oud scent. And yeah, it's one of those ones that I can't wear when it's too hot because it will choke you out. But it's,
yeah,
stunning.
I feel like a lot of times when a centric is like oud forward,
yeah,
it just smells like sweaty chest hair.
Mm.
Like it has that like almost BO quality to it, but not.
Yeah.
It's hard to explain, but it's like very pungent.
Yeah.
But it's, I see it a lot paired with flowers, like rose. There's so many oud and rose fragrances out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, why? Why rose? Why always rose? But I guess that's what the people like.
I feel like rose is so much more of a concept to people than, yeah, it is a, yeah,
I think you're right.
You know.
For sure. What are scents that you enjoy that people might find odd? I used to really like the smell of carbon copy paper. Like, in the past, when you'd had to make, you know, like those sheets, it's like yellow, yellow paper over like a piece of gray, so that when, and then there's like a white
Isn't
thing
there
underneath.
Pink too in it
yeah,
sometimes?
Yeah, yeah. There's like different colored pastel yeah, sheets, so yeah. when you write with a pen or a pencil, it transfers to another sheet below. Mm-hmm. But something about that carbon paper smells so good. Hmm. But then I think later on, like I learned like the whole like phthalate craze. Like receipts, apparently, if you touch receipts, you get a lot of like phthalates and like BPAs like on contact. Mm. And I think also carbon paper does that. So I was like, oops. Oops. It's touching poison.
I don't feel like I have any like interesting ones because mine are all obvious, like gasoline.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, gasoline, auto body shops.
Yeah. I was going to say my dad's bike store.
Yeah.
Metal. Mm. I feel like yeah. there are beauty in all scents.
Yes.
Most of them. How do you balance scented products like lotion, hair, body glitter with perfume? Whoa. Does it overwhelm? I wear everything unscented except my fragrance.
Oh, I kind of just pile it on.
I don't.
Guys love it when you glob it on.
Okay.
I just kind of go for it. I also feel like a lot of times like lotion, like body lotion, does fade pretty quickly. At least on me.
If you're lucky.
Yeah. Perfume always lasts. Mm-hmm. Hair, I don't really do hair.
Billie Eilish's fragrance, good or bad?
Mm, now that is a question. I don't love it.
Yeah.
I think I it was like surprising.
Yeah.
I was like, really?
Yeah.
Billie, is this you? Yeah. I feel like it was like very, I love vanilla, but it was like a cloying vanilla.
Really? We smell it differently. We really do. I think we have like two different experiences with it. I don't even know that I can answer this question fairly because I helped launch it. So it's like, it was so close to me for so fucking long. I really like it. I don't think it's groundbreaking, but I do really enjoy it. I too was surprised by it. It's, to me, it's like a tangy vanilla. It is something that I would like. And if I were to find it in the wild at the price point that it is, I would probably buy it. I went back to it quite a bit. I don't think you would like It's a Live or Die. Mm-hmm. I also don't even know if I put it in the vanilla category. Because it's so weird to me.
It's like crazy vanilla,
dude. Yes, the base is vanilla, but it's like a rubber ball vanilla. It's just so bouncy to me. But we smell it differently, I swear to God. We do
not
have the same experience.
I just got like a big old mouthful of vanilla.
See, I would like that too.
Vanilla socks. It's so thick. I don't know. There's like a thickness to it. Mm-hmm. I can't explain it, but it's just like so thick.
It's at Ulta. Go smell it.
Go smell it. I did see it at Ulta and I saw like the actual bottle because I only have the comp of it.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, they didn't think about how you spray that.
Oh,
like,
not
in your
at all.
Hand.
Not at all.
Like you need two hands to spray that. That's
also,
crazy.
The cap is really hard to get off.
Oh, that's so weird.
It's so weird.
Flop.
Not a flop.
I'm kidding. I think it's like quite popular, right?
I actually don't know.
It like sold out pretty quickly, right?
Yeah, I mean, so does everything. Mm. Should we do with the apartment one? That's still weird.
Yes, we should. Are you okay?
I don't know. I have a bump.
Oh.
It's not monkey pop.
Somebody asked, do you clean your own apartments? And if so, which cleaning product scents do you prefer?
I have a question for that person. Who the fuck do you think we are? Yes, we clean our own apartments. Like,
I'm like, wow, you think we're fancy.
No. I love cleaning.
I like cleaning too. And whenever I have a deadline, my apartment is never cleaner.
That's true. You love to procrastinate.
Yes. I'm like the age now where I get excited about cleaning appliances. I think like me and Kara both bought the same steam mop, which I still can't quite get a hang of personally, but I was pretty stoked when I got it.
I know you know this, girl. I bought a really nice Dyson vacuum this week.
Does it suck?
I can't figure out how to turn it on.
What?
See, but I can't, like, it won't.
It comes with a manual.
No, it doesn't. Also, how hard can it be? So, like, I don't think the battery's charging or something, but, like, I am doing everything right. I'm a pretty tech-literate person.
Yeah.
I've had this thing sitting, like, a brick on the floor for a week, being like, I have to reach out to someone. Anyway, yeah, we clean our own place. Jesus Christ.
That's so funny. Mm. I'm just flattered that somebody thinks I'm that bougie.
That rich.
I'm not. Also, I just personally, like, I get why people hire cleaning people because they're fucking busy, but, like, I would be so mortified.
I don't want someone at my house.
Mortified.
Yeah. At all.
Yeah. In the words of Whoopi Goldberg.
Yeah.
I don't want someone in my house.
Any recent lip color discoveries that are fun, interesting, or good?
Yes, actually.
Me too.
Elf does like a tinted lip balm.
You love Elf right now.
I literally did one Target run, came home with two Elf products, and these are them. Okay, two Elf products.
Yeah.
The Ride or Die lip balms.
Okay.
It's just a tinted lip balm, and what happens with a lot of tinted lip balms is that they make my lips feel drier, but these don't. These are very buttery.
Okay.
They're great. But they have one called like cherry something. Okay. It's like the darkest color. And it's like the perfect not too red. Because it's like a deeper rusty red almost. Okay. And I feel like when red tints go more rust colored or more brown, it looks more natural.
Okay.
As opposed to like a cherry red, you know?
That. Yeah.
So like for me, especially because like my skin tone is like deeper than fair, like I prefer like the warmer toned reds and like the brown reds. So like it's perfect on me.
Yeah.
And e.l.f. also has glossy lip stains, which it's like, you know, it looks like a little lip gloss. It goes on like a lip gloss with the doe foot applicator, but then it leaves a stain. The stain actually doesn't last very long at all, but they have a brown one. I think the shade is like cinnamon something. And on your lips, it goes on like a medium brown shade. But then when you wipe it off, let it kind of marinate for like a minute or two. You could also just wear it and not wipe it off. But I like when it fades, it's like the perfect kind of like mauvey brown color. And again, they're both $6 each.
Nice.
Nuts.
My new favorite, it's not my favorite lip color, but something I'm very pleasantly surprised by lately, and I'm not proud to say it, is part of the House Labs rebrand by Lady Gaga, which I have been talking copious amounts of shit about, because how can Lady Gaga fuck up makeup twice?
Yeah.
Well, girls, she has.
Oh, no.
No, I can't. I mean,
is it like a total rebrand, the Sephora?
Yeah. Yeah,
it looks different. And it's like more expensive.
No, not more expensive. Just like the products don't look as white label, but they don't look any more specialized. It looks like Ofra Cosmetics.
Oh.
Yeah. So I think there are some products pulled right over to the new brand. There's like some eye paints, which are very, we saw About Face do this, so we're doing it now. This, I requested it, full disclosure, and they sent me some eye paints, which I'm excited to try, some liners, eyeliners, and I didn't realize it, but they sent me a lip oil. And like, I'm not really a lip oil. They're all lip glosses. Don't
it's
be
just
fooled,
gloss.
Please. You can say lip gloss. That's okay. You can wear lip gloss. That's
lip
fine.
Lip oil is the biggest scam.
So stupid. But I saw Bella Cacciatore, queen of my life, say that House Labs is a flop, but the lip oil is better than Dior's. And I laughed and then popped over and looked at what they sent me. And I had one.
Okay.
So I yank it out of the component and it's this bright orange. And I'm like, hideous.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's a lip oil, so you can't tell. I really, really like it. Yes, it looks like a gloss, but it doesn't wear like a gloss in that it like stays on and it doesn't get sticky and your lips do feel hydrated. Also, it doesn't do that like pH thing where like, you know, changes to your lip color. It doesn't leave behind any pigment, but like maybe after an hour of wear, I do feel like there's like just a tiny, tiny, tiny bit of that pH shit in it.
Yeah, yeah.
That is going to run you a little pink.
I don't like, why are they always pink? Why is pink the only thing they can do?
I think that's the only thing they can do.
I hate that.
But it's so subtle that like I can tell.
Okay.
And like you could probably tell, but like my lips, and it's sort of, it doesn't bleed over the lip line, but like it goes over just a bit.
Okay.
So they look a little fuller and it's just such a satisfying shade of pink. Mm. Oh, I love it. I'm so embarrassed to say so, but like it's, I love how it looks, love how it feels.
I've never tried a House Labs.
And you don't need to.
Yeah.
But I am going to go back and get the pink shade because like I like this a lot. So.
Did you see that like About Face is doing some new like offshoot brand or something?
No, I didn't see that.
I keep getting emails of like, follow this account. And it's like something about 1994.
Oh, yeah. Yes. They mentioned that on Los Angeles.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
I'm like, what is this?
They were like, I'm getting in trouble for this, but like I, because About Face is going to be called 1994.
Right.
And they were like, but we didn't use that because I'm using it for something else. Can't say what.
Yeah, yeah. So I guess that's happening.
Think it's fragrance?
I would not be surprised. But I also am like, then why didn't you just say that in the press email? It was like one of those generic, like, something's coming.
Yeah.
Like from a publicist, not from like the brand.
Yeah.
So I was like, just fucking tell me what it is if you want coverage.
Kirby checked the trademarks and she says she didn't find anything. So I don't know.
Wow, she's a Nancy Drew there. Yes, damn. My dumb ass was like, didn't even think to do that. Guess I'll never know. Please save will tell me to quit. Quit your job. In the words of Beyonce, quit your
release your job.
Release your she didn't say quit, she said release. Quit your job. I mean, just quit.
Best hand cream for dry skin.
Oh, I do actually have a good rec for this. The First Aid one. First Aid Beauty.
Okay.
I think, I don't know what it's called, but it's the one that has all the tacky looking like Best of Beauty Award symbols all over it from every fucking publication.
Yep.
It's like oat something for like eczema something, mm-hmm. but it's just like the thickest shit that doesn't leave your hands slimy and greasy, and it doesn't make your hands look like shiny, you know? Because you know how some hand creams, like, they make your hand look greasy on the back? Like,
but this also textured.
What do you mean?
Like greasy and textured. Yeah. I'm like, why do I look like that?
Yeah. But this just like sinks into your skin.
Yeah.
And like forms a protective barrier or something. It's amazing. I think it's like $20.
Okay.
It's like expensive for a hand cream, you know? But it's fucking worth it.
Speaking of hand creams that do leave your hands gross and nasty and slimy, but really, truly, like, got me together.
What?
I'm sorry to say it. I'm sorry I'm mentioning this brand because it is sort of an LOL, but the Fenty Skin Overnight Hand Mask.
Oh, you love that shit.
It is. I have never felt a texture like this, and I don't say that in a good way. It is... It is something.
Aren't you like, but you're meant to like wear it to sleep, right?
Yes. And they tell you to wear it to sleep. And I was like, I'll see about that. But I was like, no, you can't do shit with this on.
Yeah.
But it is worth it. If you have really dry hands, I tried it in the winter and it is shocking. And it had better be because it's nasty, but it is worth it. It's like yours, it's around $20-$22 and you don't need a lot of it. Mm-hmm. It will last you a while. I used that shit every night until it was dried out.
Damn.
Loved it.
Didn't it have like a smell? Like it smelled like cookies or something?
No. You're thinking of the cookies and cream mask.
Oh, yeah.
Which
I
hate that name. Oops. It's just a charcoal mask. No, this one, if I'm remembering correctly, did not have a scent because I think Fenty was smart enough to stop scenting their products after the big.
I thought they just offered unscented variations.
They do now, but I think new products are not scenting at all.
Oh.
Which, like,
drives. Damn, it was like that much. Okay.
No.
Well, any scent subscriptions worth it? No.
I guess I don't know what worth it means to you.
Yeah, that's true.
They're not really my thing, if you are interested and you think you could.
I guess if you live someplace where you can't just pop into like a Sephora or something.
Yeah.
To smell stuff.
Yeah.
Then sure.
Or you're just interested in trying, like, if you're interested in trying like a lot of shit, then I think that's great. Like, I can answer.
I don't know.
Answer if it's worth it to you.
Like, is my Apple TV subscription worth it? Probably not.
Right.
But I have it.
Is my expensive vacuum that I can't turn on worth it? Who can say?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
try it.
Try it.
Also,
cancel.
You can always. You can always. They usually do like 1 month free or something, right?
Also, remember that Sephora will make you a sample of anything in store.
Yes, that's true. They'll like spritz it into a little vial for you.
And those girls are bored. Just go in and be nice.
Yeah. Okay, what are 3 green flags and 3 red flags?
Ooh, 3?
Sure.
Okay. You go first, girl.
Okay, I'll go. Okay, green flag can actually make a plan and follow through with it.
Agreed.
Like the first date, because obviously it's like, what is it? Like 80% of success is just showing up. Like truly, truly it is. Like, people don't know how to make a plan and stick to it.
Yeah.
That's 1. 2, smells nice.
Yeah.
3, I want to say, like, they just get it, but, like, that's such like a vague thing to say.
Vague is fine.
Yeah. But, like, has manners and, like, social etiquette.
Manners.
Yes. You would be surprised at how people are just so not self-aware.
Yes.
Like, in, like, such casual ways that you're, like, oh, so you didn't really give a shit about anything, huh? Yep. Okay, cool.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Red flags.
Okay, 3 red flags. I was actually talking to a friend about this the other day where this has happened to me a bunch of times. And like a red flag is something when you don't really know the person. So these are little hints of who they might be. One of them is like if you're on a date and they order a drink and they're like, oh, I'll have a whiskey. And they're like, oh, what kind? And they say, just the cheapest one you have. And like this has happened to me a number of times where I'm like, oh, you said that with your full chest, the cheapest one they have.
But why? Because you're, but why though?
See, I don't care about, it's not a money thing to me.
Right.
It's a framing thing.
Yes.
And it's like that goes under the house of social etiquette and self-awareness where I'm just like, that just sounds bad, dude.
People don't know what the well is or the rail is. Just ask, or the house is.
Yeah.
Just like.
Just say well or house is fine.
That's fine.
That's totally fine. But when you say the cheapest one you have.
Literally. Just show your whole
I'm
ass.
Like, should I leave? It's just like the framing of it that I'm like, ooh.
Yeah.
It just like reveals that they're not tactful.
Sure.
And like a lack of tact is, in my book, the most, it's just embarrassing.
That's really funny and so specific.
Yeah. Another red flag, if you embarrass me.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can, is that a red flag?
Yes.
Like they embarrass me. Yeah.
Also you, tact.
Yeah, that's true. It goes back to a lack of tact. Ugh. Yeah. You could do anything evil, but if you do it tactfully, I'll be okay with it.
Yeah.
Third red flag. Doesn't fall in love with me.
Yeah. Huge, huge red flag.
If you are not respectfully obsessed with me, mm-hmm. that is a red fucking flag.
Mm-hmm.
And emphasis on respectfully.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Mine are all going to be stupid and vague.
I feel like you would have good ones.
I don't know about that. red flag. Yeah, I mean, not to repeat, but like red flags. Rudeness, especially to the waitstaff.
Yes.
Especially to the waitstaff.
Huge.
I'm sorry, but like, be overly nice. Not performatively nice, of course, but like be fucking nice.
Yeah.
That's a huge one. And something I notice from anyone, not mm-hmm. just a
oh, person yeah. like any with. Person.
Like, and it tells me so much about
yeah.
you.
Yeah. The way you address a person in a service position.
The way that you address someone who yeah. can't give you anything or who you ooh, don't need anything from
yeah.
is huge.
Yeah.
I think another red flag to me, and these sometimes come further on down the line, mm. is like when, how do I say this? When like, just like selfishness, I suppose.
Yep.
I don't ask for a lot because I don't yep. want a lot and I don't want to be that person. But like there comes a point where it's like, if I'm in your life, you have to consider how this affects me.
Yeah, that's not an unreasonable request. Right.
No, I know. Yeah. And it took me a while to like realize that. So I guess that, and like, I can't teach someone how to look out for someone else. You know mm. what I mean? I can't teach someone
you can't
how to
teach
like,
someone kindness.
Consider someone yeah. else's perspective.
Empathy.
And yeah, and I guess the third red flag is just like an openness and an acceptance to, again, people who you can't gain anything from.
Wait, that's a red flag?
I guess a lack of open.
Oh.
Sorry, thank you. A lack of openness and acceptance for people you can't gain anything from.
I see, a lack
of like compassion and understanding and empathy for experiences that don't align to yours.
Mm-hmm.
I know that was like as wide as a, I mean, that is like
yours are like way deeper than mine.
Well, and that's not even me being like weirdly passive aggressive yeah. or like referencing anything, but it's just like, I don't know. I think you got to be like, just because it's not your experience doesn't mean you know,
an ability to look outside oneself.
Yeah.
Is a huge green flag.
Yes, right. Green flags.
Green flags.
I'm also not trying to repeat what you said, but like making good on what you said you were going to do.
Yes.
And that can be as
anything,
serious
yeah.
or unserious yeah. as you want to make it. It doesn't matter.
It's true. I observe people so close, so minutely. Ooh, never mind that. So minutely, like the little gestures and the little things they say and how their actions align with their words. Mm-hmm. And if they don't, I'm like,
yeah. Mm. Yeah. And like, it's like not even a gesture half the time, but like it is.
Well, it's not like I don't assign morality to it. It just lets me know that it's like, oh, okay. Like you're not necessarily consistent. And maybe you say things that you think people want to hear, or maybe you just aren't very reliable. Mm-hmm. Like you're not a person that I should necessarily rely on.
Right. I guess the second one. And this is like obvious, but like, I'm not, I don't know, just like, mine are so stupid.
Like, yours are, like, way better than mine.
Like, saying what you mean, whatever that means to you in the moment, and, like, also not being afraid to say what you mean.
Being direct with your feelings?
Yes.
Yeah.
Not even, they don't even have to be feelings.
Being direct with your...
whatever you're trying to be direct, yeah, just being direct, thoughts. Maybe.
Yeah, just being direct.
Just being direct, yeah, let's call it that.
I like that.
I do too. That's very... I don't want to say it's very sexy, but
it is. Dude, like, ugh. Directness and confidence. Man, what's stopping you from being
like this? And I guess the third one is, like, the third one is really vague and doesn't even have to come from them. But yeah. It's like, if you don't know what the fuck's going on, that's a red flag. Or, like, if...
We're talking about green flags.
No, we're not. Oh, yeah, we are. Shit, sorry. Green flags. I'm hungry. That's why I'm losing my train of thought. I'm sorry to be that person, and I don't mean to be a stuck-up bitch about it, but, like, using moisturizer, I think it is just a bit of, like...
I think it indicates a level of...
At what level do you
take
care of yourself and the things around you? And I don't even need... I don't even give a fuck about a skincare routine.
Yeah.
Just wash your face and moisturize it. Yeah. I won't even ask for SPF because I know you're not using it anyway. But
I am a bit of an SPF bully, I'm not gonna lie.
So, I mean, I have bullied
all of my ex-boyfriends into wearing SPF.
But
to this day,
yeah.
If an ex-boyfriend tries to talk to me, I will ask him specifically, are you wearing sunscreen? And if the answer is not yes, you don't get a reply.
But I think, like, it's with you. I don't really give a shit about the moisturizer, but I'm just like, what level are you operating on?
That's the same thing I meant with my smelling good.
Right. Right, exactly.
Like, good is subjective. Like, if your idea of good is Dior Sauvage, I'm like, no.
That's canceled.
Yeah.
But
that you put thought.
It's
you
not
put
even, yeah, it's not even it. That. It's not even what you're wearing. I mean, like, I just think the gesture of, like, well, obviously we think this, but, like, the gesture of taking that extra step to wear a scent, even if it's just for yourself, as it should be, is like, oh.
I do feel like a lot of straight dudes, in my experience, when they wear scent, it is more for other people around them.
Totally, which is fine.
Which is fine. Which, again, I was like, well, that's at least thoughtful in some capacity. Right. So, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Flags. The world is full of them. Well,
there were a lot more questions, but a lot of them were very similar. There were a lot of similar, some were illegible, and some were just inappropriate. So sorry if we did not get to yours.
We will do this again.
We'll do it again.
Also figured out how to use the voicemail thing. So we're going to figure out, we don't want to just do another Q&A, but.
Yeah. We're going to do a smell you later hotline.
Yes.
So look forward to that once I figure out.
Oh, I also think that I figured out how we can do the live thing, but we can get to that later.
Okay.
Anyway,
cool.
We hope you enjoy this.
Hope you enjoy that.
Learning a lot about us. We certainly learned a lot about you.
Yeah, seriously.
Follow us on Smelly Later. Wait, follow us on Instagram at smellylater.mp3. Mm-hmm. We also have a website. I'm so hungry. At smellylater.live. You can check out our merch and shit. I'm at Tynan Buck on Instagram.
And I'm at Sable Tooth Tigra.
And until next time,
we will smell you later.